أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا أقسم بيوم القيامة ولا أقسم بالنفس اللوامة أيحسب الإنسان أن لن نجمع عظامه صدق الله العظيم. These are the opening or beginning ayat verses of Surah Al-Qiyamah. This surah was revealed to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the Meccan period, the period before the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This surah, like the previous surah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala discusses some aspects of the day of Qiyamah, but here in a very unique and in a very different manner. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also addresses our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam with regards to wahi, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about our final destination, our departure from this world into the alame barzakh, into the alame akhirat. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also shows us the weak creation we are as human beings, and all this was because of the objection that the Quraysh had, the doubts that they had, the rejection of the day of Qiyamah. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala begins the surah with a qasam, with an oath. Allah says, La uqsimu bi yawmil qiyamah, I swear by the day of the resurrection. Now again, like in the previous surah, we discussed the very important aspect with regards to qasam and with regards to oaths. That as far as we know and as far as we are concerned, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala only made it permissible for us to take an oath in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot take oaths, we cannot swear any oaths in the name of anyone else but that of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. No matter how magnificent a person may be, no matter how great a thing may be, but our qasam will only be qasam in the name of Allah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the creator of all things, and there is nothing that can impose any law upon Allah. There is no one that can confine Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to any law, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take the qasam on anything that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala so desires. However, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes these qasams, then it shows the importance and the relevance of these things. And then the relevance to what comes after it is also of great importance to us. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La uqsimu bi yawmil qiyamah. Nay, whatever your thoughts may be, O Quraysh of Makkah, with regards to qiyamah, you doubt its coming. You don't want to bring iman in that. If they had only brought iman on the day of Qiyamah, then many of the matters would have been solved. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقُسِمُوا بِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ, I swear an oath by the day of Qiyamah. Last year we discussed the different names of the day of Qiyamah that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given in this Quran, and each one of these names actually give us a glimpse of what the day of Qiyamah will be. وَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالنَّفْسِ اللَّوَّامَةِ, and again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a qasam, I take a qasam on the soul, lawwama, which is a reproach, which reproaches a person. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken a qasam on the soul of man. When we look through the Quran Sharif, we will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about three states of the soul. If we want to understand this concept of the soul, then if we can just realize that one is our spiritual heart and one is our physical heart. The physical heart, we all know, we have studied it at some point in time in our lives. But as far as the spiritual heart is concerned, that is in actual fact the soul of a person. The life that we have is because of the soul that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us. Now this soul comes to us and we get life. When it leaves us, obviously there is no life whatsoever. However, there are debasing qualities within man, there are debasing desires that man has, evil desires, and hence because of that, the ulama have, for our understanding, categorized our souls into different categories. The very first, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he narrates the words of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam in Surah Yusuf, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي, Inna an-nafsa la'ammaratun bis-su'i illa ma rahima rabbi. That I am not free of my own soul. Now here was a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala making the statement. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further speaks about this soul which the ulama have called ammara. That when a person has not cultivated himself, when a person has not worked on his inner self, his inner conscience, when he has not worked with regards to his desires and he has not focused himself, then his soul remains in this condition of al-ammara. Ammara will be that soul will always coax us, it will always push us, it will command us to go directly against the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We discussed the concept of sabr in Islam, that on the one hand, we will have the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, we will have the dictates of our own nafs, the dictates of our own base desires. And that nafs, that desire will always push us towards the disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What is required to move away from that state. And again, perhaps this month of Ramadan is an ideal opportunity for us to do so, that whilst we are fasting, we are depriving our bodies of its very basic wants and its basic requirements. And the result of it, the ulama have written, is that now that soul begins to develop. The soul, its connection is with the akhirat. Its connection is with the celestial creations of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And hence, the more we deprive our human bodies, the more we deprive ourselves of all its needs, its demands, its requirements, the more and more that soul will begin to cultivate. And when it begins to cultivate, we create that link and that contact with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We create that link with akhirat. We create that link with the desire of akhirat. And then we get the desire to fulfill the commandments of Allah. And then within us, we have the capacity, the determination then to deprive ourselves of all what the soul demands, of everything that is against the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the first state, and that is the first condition that every human goes through. And then when that development takes place, then the second state is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes this qasam here of nafsi lawwama. Lawwama means something that reproaches, something that reproaches us. Our soul begins to reproach us on two occasions. On the one occasion, when we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we want to violate the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from within us, in inverted commas, there will be that inner voice that will tell us that this is not right. And then sometimes there's a delay in fulfilling the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, there will be that reproach from within us, from our inner selves, that will tell us that we cannot delay. And sometimes this reproach is on good deeds also, that a person carries out a good deed. Let's take an example. In this month of Ramadan, we've made tilawat of one juz of the Quran, one sipara of the Quran Sharif, and then the soul also sometimes reproaches us, but you could have done more. Sometimes we are making dua, and then we curtail that dua. The soul begins to reproach us, to tell us, but you could have done more. In other words, now, from our inner selves, there is a desire not to break the commandment of Allah. There is a desire not to delay in fulfilling the commandments of Allah. There is that desire that when we are fulfilling the commandments of Allah, to continue and to do more. And hence here, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes this qasam of nafsi lawwama. And then the third is nafsi mutmainna. And that is when the soul is developed. And then it comes into the state that when a person fulfills the commandment of Allah, there is total joy, there is total satisfaction, and that soul then becomes so firm that that person continues on the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So hence here Allah ta'ala says, وَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالنَّفْسِ اللَّوَّامَ. Allah takes the qasam that I swear on this nafs of lawwama, the nafs that reproaches a person when that person desires to do wrong, or when there is a delay to do right, or when there is not sufficient right that is done. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.